I am very excited that you're here on Good Nights. I know a lot of people on the text line will be so pumped as well because, yes, you've brought in a brand new song that we'll talk about in just a moment and that we're going to hear for the first time.
Yeah, I'm really excited to release this song. It's been a long time coming.
You are fresh from touring alongside Aurora, who's in the country playing Groove in the Moo. How were those shows?
Oh, just something I've never done before. The amount of people, it's definitely the biggest show I've ever done in my career, in my life. And Aurora was so inspiring to watch and such a beautiful and nice, humble person to speak to. And, yeah, it's really great to kind of talk to other artists that are doing so well and see how they're going with everything.
Before we get stuck into this new song too, we've got to touch on the last few months because Johnny Runaway has been one of the most requested songs on Good Nights since you uploaded it to the Unearthed website. How would you describe, you know, life since February when you shared this debut single?
I can't even, it's just like black and white, you know what I mean? They're so different. I would say that it's kind of gone a complete 180. So I was just busking in Byron and now I've gotten to a point where, you know, I've got people that know my music and know who I am as well when I'm around, like, you know, airports or servos or whatever. And also, like, a lot of people that have, you know, the track has really helped, which I hear a lot of artists say as I was growing up, but it's I never thought it would happen to me. Also, I've wrote the song about Kurt, so his life has been crazy as well. Like, he just feels so honoured and stuff. I brought him on stage for the Aurora show to, you know, for 1 second, and it was crazy.
Oh my gosh, he would have loved that.
He was so nervous. He looked straight at me when he was walking on stage, and then he took one look at the crowd and he's like, oh, and looked back at me. And as I was hugging him, I was like, don't worry, you can walk back off stage now. He's like, okay, bye.
Oh, amazing. I love that. So wholesome. And we're about to hear you back it up with your second single, Dance Monkey. What is this song about?
I wrote this song about being a busker and realizing that you can definitely tell that people are so entertained by the click of a button now on or a swipe. And when you're playing live shows, I can see that. And I think there were a lot of times when I was busking where there were a lot of people in your face, like, more, more, go again, again, again. And I really, really, really respect the people that supported me through busking. But there were times where it was really prominent that people were so used to be able to, like, swipe and see something different to entertain themselves that, you know, the patience had kind of diminished. And the quick changeovers were kind of what you need to do on the street now. You have to really be quick. You can't talk as much. Tell your story. Get on with the song.
And when it comes to busking, it's almost like that challenge of winning over people who are just walking by. But do you kind of feel maybe more pressure with these shows that are coming up because you know people have bought the tickets and you know they're already invested? Do you feel a bit of pressure as to how you're going to deliver on stage? How do you feel about it?
I feel a bit more pressure because these people are expecting a show. When I'm busking, they're just trying to get to their car or going to the restaurant, and they don't expect anything when they turn the corner, and when they do, it's a pleasant surprise. So the expectation from others is higher as well. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to try and change myself. I'm just going to completely do what I do and be who I am and busk on a stage without asking for money, pretty much. That's the difference.
Well, you know, people have already paid anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So I'm just going to have fun. I just plan to have a really, really good time and remember my first tour forever.
Amazing. And that's the best way to go about it. I mean, you know, being yourself has got you this far already. We've seen the videos as to how some of your sets have been previously, and they look so fun. I'm seeing dancing and jumping around. So we can expect that, right?
Absolutely. That's the only thing that I expect.
Well, we hope the shows just go as amazing as you want them to be over the next few weeks. They are all sold out. So if you're listening in right now and you want to get a ticket, they're gone. I'm sorry. But will there be hopefully more live dates in 2019 for you, Tones?
Absolutely.
Yay. Well, we can't wait to hear more about that. But thank you so much for coming in tonight to share your brand new single on Triple J.
Thank you so much.